You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time for our regular update with Visionary UK to hear about what they've been doing in the sight loss sector. Today we're joined by Fiona Sanford from Visionary and by Dom Tews from one of Visionary's membership organisations, My Sight York. Hi Fiona, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, thank you so much for having me, and I just want to explain to the listeners, if you hear a dog suddenly barking in the background, that it's because I've got a wee pal with me today.
Great, can you tell us what you've been doing in Visionary over the last while?
Oh, so Amelia, as you know, this is the run up to our conference. Our conference is taking place in Birmingham late September, so we're fairly full on with that. We've been very involved with the proposed ticket closures in England, so lots of our member organisations are actively campaigning against that, and we are kind of throwing our tiny team behind that to just raise awareness of the fact that ticket offices are so, so important to people who have lived experience of sight loss. We have recently launched our Pathways project, and that's a collaborative project with the RNIB. More information about that will follow in our newsletter, so I would ask the members based in England to look out for that. I know that Dom's here and is going to speak about a project which is based on a project delivered by one of our partner organisations, the Thomas Pocklington Trust. And TPT are a key partner for Visionary because they're our main funder, and we very much enjoy working with them. And Dom's going to talk a bit more about that, but I would just like to say a bit about TPT's internship programme, which is a wonderful initiative. The deadline has been extended until the 25th of September. If anyone is interested in this amazing Get Set Progress internship programme, it's still open for applications. The best place to find out some information is from the Thomas Pocklington Trust's website. Thomas Pocklington Trust are incredibly supportive to lots of organisations within the sector, and one of those organisations, My Sight York, is where Dom is from to speak with us today. And Dom's going to speak a bit about his employment project. Before handing over to Dom, Amelia, say that collaboration within the sight loss sector is so, so important. So as people can share what they do, the Visionary model is very much based around peer-to-peer support. And we strongly encourage our members and partners to share their information with each other, so as people don't waste time reinventing the wheel. And I'm going to hand over to him now for him to tell you a wee bit more about that.
Thank you very much, Fiona. So my name is Dom Tews. I'm an employment advisor based in My Sight York. My Sight York is a sight loss organisation based in York, providing services and activities to help people with sight loss in York live well. And this is a slightly different thing. So Thomas Pocklington Trust have a really successful programme called the Works for Me programme, which is based on helping people identify barriers to employment and make steps towards the employment that works for them. We've been funded by and are working in partnership with them on this project. So I'm covering the Yorkshire and Humber region, providing either one-off support or ongoing one-to-one support for people with sight loss who are interested in employment. And that might be their first ever employment. It might be a transition to different employment. But that's what I'm working on.
What are some of the things people can expect when they approach you?
So it's a range of stuff. Some of it is more traditional stuff. I've checked over more than one CV, but a lot of it is more open. A lot of it is conversations helping people really figure out what they want, what they don't want, and helping them talk about how they're feeling about this stuff as well. Because I think a lot of people have bad experiences, or they hear about bad experiences people have with employers. And I think it's quite useful for a lot of the people that we're working with to have conversations about that, but also chat about shifting it in a more positive direction and thinking about harnessing their skills and sort of what makes them special, and sort of using that to really sort of get themselves closer to employment if that's what they're after.
I imagine it's very helpful for people to hear about all of the different roles they could have and all of the different people you've come across and have that specialist support.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are aware of this range of roles that they could go for. They're aware they've got as much right to work as anyone else. Sometimes it's just about getting that confidence and sort of feeling a bit more comfortable making those steps, whether it's an application, whether it's preparing for an interview, or even chatting to sort of your current employer about sort of next steps or something like that.
And what kind of feedback have you got so far from the people who have used the service?
So we're beginning to see results already. We recently heard about our first person using the service who attributed their new job to sort of the support they received through us. So this was somebody who got a job and he described it just as being a real important bit of help at quite a time of transition. And yeah, we're really excited about that. And I think we're going to hear more success stories as we carry on. You touched on collaboration earlier, and that's something that's really special because the way we're working, we're able to sort of take referrals from anyone working with people in Yorkshire and Humber, and even take on sort of self-referrals. So if anyone in that region wants help with making steps into employment, that's something that we're able to help with. So it's open to anyone 18 plus who is wanting to get into employment and has sight loss. So if you have any questions about the service or you would be interested in using it, do feel free to get in touch. The number for My Sight York is 01904 636 269. That's 01904 636 269. You can also find out about it on our website, which you can find by googling My Sight York. And yes, we'll be open to anyone getting in touch. It's important to point out that while we're called My Sight York as an organisation, on this project we're covering Yorkshire and the Humber, which is a bit of a wider area, but that means that we can help anyone within that region.
Perfect. I'll come back to you, Fiona. Where can people get in touch with Visionary and stay updated with your conference and all of these exciting things you have coming up?
So, yeah, if anyone wants to find out more about Visionary, our conference, or anything that we do, if you Google visionary.org.uk, you will find a link to our website and everything is in there.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford from Visionary and Dom Tews from My Sight York, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us, Amelia, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.